Welcome to this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. I do certainly thank you for tuning in today. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which we find ourselves today. Last episode, I essentially took the time to introduce the ministry of the FEA, and in introducing the ministry of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, I reminded our listeners that since the inception of this ministry, almost 90 years ago, we have had a threefold purpose that we believe brings biblical balance to this ministry, and that threefold purpose involves preaching the gospel, teaching the word, and contending for the faith. Well, last episode, we looked at that first aspect of our threefold focus, and that is preaching the gospel. We took the time to consider what exactly is the true, pure gospel. Well, today, I want to take a few moments and share what we consider to be equally important in balance and ministry, and that is the idea of teaching the word of God. Believers comprise the church. When we talk about the church, we're not talking about a building, we're not talking about a program. The church is people. Those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, particularly the local church, come together and glorify God. The purpose of the body of Christ is the same purpose for every individual believer. That is to bring glory to God. And we glorify God by faithfully obeying His word. But on the level of the local church, the question must be asked, what are we to do? The Fundamental Evangelistic Association seeks to come alongside believers and pastors and churches to provide resources to help equip people to do the work of the ministry. What are we to be doing today as Christians? What is our job? What is our focus? What is our purpose to be? When we come together, when you come together as an organized body of believers, and then when you disperse out into the world throughout the week, what are we to be doing? What are you to be doing? It's an extremely important question because our answer determines our actions and our focus and our priorities in life. There are many false concepts out there concerning the purpose of the church or what we are to be doing as we come together and then we go out into the world. Some believe that the idea of the church, we won't find any of these in Scripture, is to bring in the kingdom. Some say, well, we do kingdom work, or we're kingdom-focused, or we're bringing in the kingdom, and they believe that the kingdom can be brought into this world through either preaching the gospel or through making the world a better place, a place of peace, a place of equality, a place of justice, etc. Well, the Bible tells us that none of this is going to happen until Jesus Christ comes and He establishes His kingdom here, literally, on the earth. The purpose of the church is not to bring in the kingdom. Some might have the idea that the purpose of the church is to change our society or renew our culture, the ungodly, unbelieving culture in which we find ourselves, and they say, well, we can do this through political or social reform. You know, we vote the right people in, and we reform society, then that is what our purpose is as a church. And many feel we can do this maybe through Christianizing the culture, forcing unbelievers to embrace the same views that we have concerning God and His Word. This isn't the purpose of the church. This third purpose might surprise you. Some say, well, the purpose of the church is soul winning, or the purpose of the church is evangelizing the lost. Well, that is not the purpose of the church either. That is one of the things that we are to do as believers, but it's not the purpose of the church. Others feel as though maybe the purpose of the church today is to meet the needs of individuals and their own perceived needs and find out what people feel that they need and then give that to them. Well, with the time we have this morning, I really want us to consider the biblical teaching concerning the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church, we will find from Scripture, is to bring glory to God through the ministry of the Word of God. Again, we must keep in mind the ultimate purpose for the church is the same purpose as it is for every single believer, and that is to bring glory to God. And yet the local church is to do this through the ministry, through the teaching of the Word of God. There are many texts that we could consider throughout Scripture that focus on the reality of the church gathered, the local church, and its purpose to minister the Word of God and to bring glory to Him by doing this. But with the time that we have today, I just want to notice two key texts in Scripture that really detail the purpose and objective of the local church. First, if you notice Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, the Apostle Paul comes to the elders of the church at Ephesus, knowing that he is not going to see them again. And what does Paul instruct these and encourage these leaders of the church at Ephesus to do? Is it to bring in the kingdom? Is it to try to change society or renew the culture? Is it even to evangelize the lost or meet the needs of individuals? Well, we see Paul coming to these elders in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, and he says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves," that is, you pay attention first to yourself and then to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to, notice this, feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Feed the church of God. Feed the believers who come together and gather with you regularly to learn of God. Paul adds, "For this I know, after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." We have to understand here that the purpose of the church, Paul is making it clear, he's exhorting these Ephesian elders to feed God's flock. A lot of times at Grace Bible Church of Fresno here, I make it a point to say, although it doesn't sound very popular, the church is an indoctrination ground. The church is to feed and to lead and to teach and equip God's people, as we're going to see here in just a moment from another text, to do the work of the ministry, to go and to go out into the world and to evangelize and to encourage and to teach and, as we will see next time, also to warn of the many false teachings that exist out in not just the world, but in the church today. The Apostle Paul is making it clear here to these Ephesian elders. He knows that false teaching is going to enter into even their local assembly. He even knows that some among their own selves would embrace false teaching in effort to draw away disciples after them. And so Paul is instructing these believers, here is what you are to do as you lead the church of God. You are to feed the church of God. Of course, the Apostle Peter echoes this in his epistle. Feed the flock of God. Feed the church of God. What is the church to be fed? What is the food that the local church is to be fed? It's not the ideas and opinions and musings and philosophies of the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter or Timothy, who serves as a leader in the church at Ephesus, or anybody today. It is the Word of God. The Word of God is to be the food. It is the Word of God that equips and teaches and admonishes and builds up. Paul told Timothy elsewhere, he said, that the Word of God is totally sufficient. It's not only inspired, it's not only God-breathed, it's not only the very Word of God, but it is completely sufficient to ground and equip the believer to be everything God wants the believer to be, so that we can be truly furnished unto all good works. You see, but it starts with the teaching. It starts with the preaching and teaching of the Word of God to the local assemblies. Then notice, if you will, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 is very important to understand when we consider what is to be the purpose, really, of the local church, that is to glorify God through the ministry of the Word of God. Well, the Apostle Paul writes to this church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 that Christ gifted some. He gave the church apostles and prophets. Those were the foundation building blocks of the church. And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Notice verse 12 very carefully here. for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, there's a right and a wrong way to read these verses. Many people today tend to read verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 4 like this. Well, God gave the pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But that's not what this verse says. The right way to read this verse is this. God gave church leaders for, the Greek word pros, that means with a view toward, the equipping of the believers for, that's the Greek word eis, meaning to or into, indicating a point reached, for the work of the ministry for the edification of the body of Christ. We must understand this because it's not just the church, the pastor, the elders' jobs to do all of the ministry and the edifying of the body and the work of the ministry. No, the elders of the church are to equip through the teaching of the Word of God, the saints to do the work of the ministry, to equip the saints to edify the body of Christ. And notice, how long is this to be accomplished? How long is the church to continue this purpose and this function of glorifying God through teaching and ministering and indoctrinating believers in the Word of God as they go out into the world? How long is this to happen? Well, several years ago, one popular radio personality by the name of Harold Camping had said, well, God's done with the local church now. Get out of the local church. There's no need to continue to do what God has called us to do. No, God tells us how long we're to do this in verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, that word means a mature, complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When is that? That is going to happen when we see our Lord and Savior face to face one day when he comes for his church. We often refer to this as the rapture of the church, the catching away of the church unto Jesus Christ. What a wonderful truth this is, but what a weight of responsibility that believers have today. We all have responsibility. The elders of the church, the pastors of the church are responsible to equip believers. And the believers are responsible to take that knowledge and love of God out into the world and minister to others through evangelism, through edification, through various means of ministry and service. We all are responsible here. We all must understand that this is what we are called to do in the day and age in which we live. The church is an equipping ground. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ every week, and maybe sometimes multiple times a week, as they did even in the earliest days of the church. And we come together to learn more of God, to learn more of what he desires of us. We are taught the word, and we go out into the world, and we live as lights and ambassadors. That, my friends, is the purpose of the church, to glorify God through the ministry of the word. Here at the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, that's what we strive to do. Not only preach the gospel, but teach the word and to do what we can to provide resources through Feature, our daily Bible study guide, through Foundation Magazine, The Bright Spot for elementary age young people, and other books and booklets and materials. So we invite you to check us out if you have the opportunity to do so. You can check out our website at www.feasite. That's feasite.org, www.feasite.org. We desire to encourage you in the things of the Lord. We desire to help pastors and elders in churches to equip believers to do the work of the ministry. It's part of a balanced approach of ministry, preaching the gospel, teaching the word, and next time we meet, Lord willing, we'll talk about our final focus, which is contending for the faith. All of these must be a part of a Bible-believing ministry. Balance of evangelism and teaching and discipling and equipping, but also warning, as the Apostle Paul did to the elders here in the church at Ephesus, warning them of the things that could keep them from the truth. I do thank you for joining me today in this episode of FEA Today, and until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you.